We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vincent Goodwill is a Detroiter. He loves Detroit. He loves sneakers. He loves basketball. Not necessarily in that order.
Loves
he
Michigan
covers
football.
The NBA for Yahoo Sports. And apparently, I am learning today that he was once an intern right here at these hallowed halls of 97, won the ticket.
So he was.
Of all the people who ever worked here, no one made it bigger than Vinny. And he joins us now to talk about the NBA. Vincent Goodwill. Vinny, good morning. How you been, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. Who told you guys that I was allegedly an intern in that place?
Tony Ortiz, who's standing right here.
Tony Ortiz, I got something for you next time I come to Detroit.
Uh-oh, is that good or bad? Hey, Vince.
It's a ticket to see the movie Shaft. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, he reads Tony's Twitter.
Tony is not a fan. Not a fan.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, Vince, I've been here long enough to see the cockroaches come and go, so believe me, I remember when you were an intern.
Did you just call Vince
a cockroach?
Vinny
a cockroach?
No, I did not call him a cockroach.
What an intro. Wow. Let's start this interview over.
There you go.
All right. Well, Vinny, there's a lot of directions to go in. Let's start with the Pistons, I guess, and then we'll get to the NBA as a whole. The Pistons make two moves. I would all call them necessary moves. Do you think that this indicates any sort of direction now, or is this still a team that's kind of stuck in neutral in your mind?
Well, they didn't do anything definitive, but when you factor in ownership and ownership's desire to make the playoffs and to basically go by any means necessary mantra, I would say it was a little refreshing to see the trades that were moved to sort of shed a little bit of salary and at least start the process of trying to pick up draft picks in the name of the future, because everything had been done in the name of making the playoffs now in the immediate present, and it hadn't yielded much in the way of results. So maybe, in some degree, someone got to Tom Gores and was able to say, hey, we got to start looking towards something beyond what we see right now. And if that's the case, then there's Stefanski and, you know, some of those other guys in the front office, they deserve a little bit of credit, as opposed to, you know, when you look at the way the NBA shook out yesterday, a lot of teams are going for it, and I don't think there was a move out there that the Pistons could have made that could have elevated them beyond where they are now.
And we're going to talk to Ed coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and to the best of your knowledge, because a lot of people, you know, like myself, who think, you know, just, you know, reboot the whole thing, but realistically, there ain't too many teams out there wanting Andre Drummond or wanting Reggie Jackson, correct?
Yeah, I would say less about Jackson. Less about Drummond, more about Jackson. You know, because Drummond is at least productive. I just think he's caught in like one of those, you know, time warps where, you know, his production doesn't necessarily match the way that the game is being played now. Like, if nothing else, you can say he's a productive player. You know, with what he puts up a night, you just don't necessarily see the effect on winning. With Reggie Jackson, I mean, he's come alive, I guess, in the past, you know, week or so, but he still has the body of work of the past season where you didn't really know if he was healthy or motivated or, you know, where he stood on a night-to-night basis, and it just hasn't worked with some of the pieces. I mean, you can point to the fact that they haven't been able to make open shots, that they're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league, but the fact of the matter is, outside of Blake Griffin, you know, who you really didn't know what you were going to get from to start this season, he's been the most reliable, dependable performer. Everything else has been, you know, varying degrees of question marks or, just complete inconsistency.
We're talking to Vincent Goodwill. He covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. Obviously started his NBA writing here in Detroit, covering the Pistons for the Detroit News, talking about the trade deadline. Real quick, before I get to all the Lakers/Pelican shenanigans, in your time covering the league, is there a worse GM than Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That's funny. Yeah. I've seen some bad ones, considering I covered the Pistons for a while. I've
yeah.
Seen bad moves made. But I would say Giannis is a funny, you know, Giannis is a funny guy.
Yeah.
But I will say this, look, that lineup LeBron picked yesterday, that might be the best five-man unit in the history of the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, Harden was the ninth starter, if you don't count the captains. No, but, you know, from your reporting and what we're hearing around the league, Were the Pelicans just basically messing with the Lakers for the last week to create disharmony out there?
I don't know if it was necessarily to create disharmony. I think they were actually taking calls legitimately to see what they could get. But I do think that there was a sense that, you know, we're not going to be bullied by, you know, the big bad wolf over there in Southern California to just trading away our best player, you know, for your scraps. And if that means that we put a few guys' names out there, you know, just to mess with them or whatever, I think there was a level of pettiness. And that's one thing about the NBA that you can say through the course of social media in the past 3 or 4 years as the league has sort of, you know, elevated itself back to a position of big-time prominence. Petty is a really big thing amongst front offices, amongst players. Like, you can't really deny that. So the fact that they basically said, hey, we want 4 draft picks, we want 4 or 5 best players, you know, we want everything, and they didn't even reply allegedly to the Lakers, although they had enough to, you know, leak to a few reporters exactly what players were available and everything else, and you saw the effect that it had. Absolutely. And guys, let's not forget here, they're being run by a football franchise, and the NFL and the NBA, when you talk about front office structures and incentive structures on the floor and in the field and everything else, are two totally different things.
No doubt. Now, you talk about starting lineups from the All-Star game. With Philadelphia getting Tobias Harris, you look at that starting lineup, and that is unbelievable. What do you think of what Philly did? And also now, we were talking earlier, the top four in the East, it's pretty damn close to the top four in the West.
Are you asking me this question because you're a Philly native?
No, I'm wearing the Trust the Process sweatshirt today. No,
I'm not. I'll ask you a Warriors question coming up next.
No. It's, you know, Tobias Harris. He's a really good player.
He is. I mean, if you look at their best four players rival any best four players outside of Oakland. And if you look at the Eastern Conference, I'll just say it from a league standpoint, the best team in the NBA is clearly Golden State. I will say the next four teams are in the Eastern Conference. And when's the last time you could say that the Eastern Conference playoffs were going to be compelling outside of the conference finals? Like, you're looking at basically four teams who have a legitimate chance at getting to the finals. They don't have a chance of beating Golden State. They're healthy and they're right.
No.
But they have a legitimate chance of getting to the finals and setting themselves up for the future. It's basically going to be, you know, round robin, you know, of matchups to see how from the second round on, the Eastern Conference is, I would say the playoff ratings are going to be really high considering the Northeast, how that's going to, you know, shake itself out. There's going to be the early games and people love the Bostons and the Philadelphias and some of those traditions and everything else. And you love to see a guy like Giannis sort of elevate himself to the national stage where people are starting to get to know him, even though he plays in Milwaukee. Like, I would say the second round on is going to be some compelling basketball that we haven't seen in probably over a couple of decades.
Obviously, the summer is going to be fascinating in a lot of ways. We're talking to Vincent Goodwill of Yahoo Sports here on 97.1 The Ticket. I personally love what Durant has done with the 2-year deals with the player option for the second year. I was mildly surprised that LeBron got off that kick when he signed a longer-term deal with the Lakers. Is, in your mind, Vinny, from talking to players and agents, is that the future? Or do you expect longer-term contracts from all the big free agents this summer?
No, I won't say I expect longer-term contracts because guys are at different places in their careers. And LeBron, as powerful as he is and as great of a player as he's been, this is year, what, 17
yeah.
or 16? Yeah. I mean, at some point you have to start, and you can see with the injury that he had with the groin, he missed, you know, 16 games of 17 of 18, you know, before, you know, coming back permanently. You know, sometimes you got to opt for the security. And with LeBron being in L.A., the one thing that he thought going in was, I'm going to get superstar players to come and play with me, and I don't want there to be a question of whether I'm going to be here or not.
Right.
He would never give that commitment to Cleveland because him and Dan Gilbert were like, you know, water and oil or whatever. But I think he had no problem doing that with L.A. because of the market, because of the Laker brand, because of his trust and belief in Magic Johnson. I think that's a different sort of area. I think Kevin Durant, wherever he goes, if he chooses to stay with Golden State, I can see him signing another 1+1 deal. But if he leaves, I can see him opting for the maximum, you know, 4-year deal and getting some security because clearly he does not really like all of these questions surrounding his future. He's not built for it in the way that LeBron is built for it, to shut it down or to embrace it and have fun with it. Kevin Durant is kind of prickly when it comes to these things, so I don't think that he'll want to go through this sort of process for at least a year.
Is this the summer that the New York Knicks finally get somebody?
Oh, that's an old bit.
It's stone. It's looking like it. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at attractive teams that have, you know, cap space, a competent front office, a competent head coach, the New York Knicks, surprisingly, shockingly, you know, are atop that list. Now, you still get James Dolan and ownership, right, and ownership plays a huge part, you know, in this. But maybe if the Knicks send Dolan out on, like, a boat or something to Iceland during the first week of July, keeps him away from Madison.
Yeah, a concert tour.
Yeah, just send them somewhere where he can play with his band, in case people don't know. He's a big music guy. Send them somewhere, bring in Kevin Durant or someone of that ilk, and see if you can recruit them. I mean, you know, former Pistons VP Scott Perry, you know, for people who don't know, he has ties to the Fab Five and recruiting those guys, not in a nefarious way, but he's a recruiter and he knows how to sell, you know, himself, and he can sell New York and Madison Square Garden and everything else. And if you act like you have your house in order, you know, the Knicks appear to be one of those teams that could be a sleeping giant, surprisingly. And it's been decades since we've been able to say that the Knicks were a relevant franchise in the NBA.
You can read Vincent Goodwill at Yahoo Sports. You can see him on The Bounce on Yahoo Sports, but apparently don't listen for him on any WWJ sports updates with Tony Ortiz anytime soon.
Never.
Shots fired. Vinny, great talking
thanks,
to
Vinny.
You. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Hey, see you guys soon. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. Vincent Goodwill. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Vince Goodwill. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.